There's an old saying that roads are paved with good intentions. And in today's fast-paced, me-oriented society, it was never more evident. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. People are so consumed with their own lives and problems and time famine that they barely have time to think about others. Facebook has made the problem even worse. It's an easy place to share your good intentions and an excuse not to do more. We respond to a post about a friend's health problem with thinking of you, and that's it. You're done. But what about going one step further? What about doing something more meaningful? What about putting service ahead of self? A former worker in a city an hour away loses a parent. Most people don't have time to make that one-hour drive each way to attend the funeral. You know, but he did. Or the friend who just had major surgery at the hospital. Most people would think she couldn't possibly want to see visitors. So we send a Facebook message and we're done. No one thought to visit her. But she did. An elderly neighbor is dying and sent to hospice for his final days. Sadly, no one visits. But he did. A homeless person holding a sign begging for money at an intersection as we wait for the light to turn green. No one reaches in their pocket to help. But she did. Who are these people that put service ahead of self? People that have taken time from their busy days to care for others, to offer a kind word, to visit people one-on-one. They are the same people you will see at the Adoration Chapel, at the food pantry, and at the homeless shelter. They are the volunteer at the hospital, the hospice, the Salvation Army, or St. Vincent de Paul Society. They are Christians, following the words of our Savior. They are living Matthew 25, not just posting nice thoughts on social media sites. They're involved, engaged, and making a difference. When my father passed away years ago, I remember that one of his fellow workers flew in from Chicago to pay his respects. I remember him to this day, because he did. I remember everyone that visited me when I was in the hospital following my cancer surgery. Everyone. And some were only casual friends, and a few came from a distance to visit me. I remember them, because they did. You probably have your own experience of the kindness of a friend, a neighbor, or just someone who took the time to care. You remember them too as I do, because they did. These acts of kindness have had an amazing effect on me. They were examples that helped me grow in my own faith journey. Never forget that one act of kindness that you perform may turn the tide on another person's life. The impact can be life-changing. Isn't that what we are all called to do? On Judgment Day, when we stand before our Lord and are split into two groups, won't it be nice to hear Him welcome you into heaven, knowing that when no one cared enough, you did? This is Tony Agnese.